Okay, so we are in the middle of the sugya of right boa cherem v'hizimum, right? Just to summarize where we are in the sugya. So basically, the first mahalach in terms of right, the most basic question is what the case is, right? Who is mazin all these eidim? So the first mahalach, right, adopted by, you know, by Rashi and the Rif, that we're dealing with one single set, right, with a single set of eidim azimim, or mazim every. Subsequent, every kad of Edom who come along and say that Reuven killed Shimon. Fine. Then within this first mahalak that we're dealing with one set of Edom Azimim, the question is, so who is the chashash? Or who is the subject of the chashash of Rabbi Yehuda? So the pashpshat, right, called the first version, is that the subject is the Edom Azimim. It's like talking that the same set of Edom Azimim, Rabbi Mazim, they're with all 50, right? All with all 50 sets of Edom. That seems very implausible. So Pashup Shah in this first approach, the first version, right, is that the Chashash Sheker is on the Edom Azimim. Doesn't sound like they're telling the truth. But there's one prominent, you know, Rishon who disagrees and gives an alternative Pshat. Who is that? What? The Rif. Oh, no. Not a Pshat in the case, but in terms of what the Chashash is, or within that first Mahalach. In the first Mahalach, they're dealing with one set of Edom Azimim. So who is the subject of the Chashash? The Rif, right? The Rif says that don't say that the subject of the Chashash is the Edom Azimim. Rather, who's the subject of the Chashash?
The Edom.
The Edom, right? Each set of Edom who come along and say that Reuven killed Shimon, we are Choshesh them, and therefore, says the Rif, you're not going to be Mekabel Edos, right? Or starting with the second cut, second and third and fourth, etc. We're not going to be Mekabel Edos. Once they come in and say, oh yeah, we're here to come and say Reuven killed Shimon, it's like, ah, been there, done that, get out of here, we're not going to be able to Mekabel Edos. Once they're not Mekabel Edos, then once they're Huzam, that Hazama is obviously insignificant because there was never Kabbalah's Edos to begin with. Fine. So within this riff, we have a lot to analyze. So yesterday we dealt with the most basic question, which is, why doesn't the riff simply say, like everyone else, why not simply say the Chashash Sheker is on the Edom Mazimim? So we first had the Ritzvah says it doesn't work out with the Shachar V'Tarya. Then we had more of a fundamental answer is that no, maybe the Rif holds that since the Torah Edom Chiddush, since the Torah gives Ne'amanos to the Edom Mazimim, so that Chiddush, that Mechudush Ne'amanos is going to override any Chashash Sheker, and therefore he says, oh, the Chashash Sheker, you know, can't go on the Edom Mazimim; they're impervious to the Chashash Sheker because. Edom Chiddushu, it must rather be going on the regular Edom. So that was kasha number one, and two teirutzim to that within the Rif. Another kasha that is raised by the Baal HaMe'or, right? And this is going to deal with, right, the connection between the Mishnah's case and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish case. So let's see, inside, everyone can turn to the Baal HaMe'or. We're going to see, the Baal HaMe'or says, I agree with you, Rif, right, so that the overall case is dealing with one set of Edom Azimim. But I don't like your pshat in the chashash. The chashash is going on each set of Edom? That can't be. Now he has a couple of kashas on there. So you see the Baal HaMe'or, this is the old Bahadur version, Zirmas of Al Masha Pirish. That's when he starts rejecting it. And he starts really asking the questions after just quoting the Rif. He says, Zeha Pirish Enu Nachal. Anyone see that? Eitan, go for it.
Zeha Pirish Enu Nachal and Be Yininu. The Ad Khan, Lok Amar Ishlaka, Shoksuk Azo.
Right, remember, we have this tzliya between the Issa case and the Mishnah's case. But in that case, it's clear how many times are the Edom required to have, you know, been muchash to set up a chazaka? Twice. Right, there are two sets of Edom who are, you know, found to be shakranim. And then we say, according to Reish Lakish, you know, chazaka, we don't accept the third set. But here... But if you carry over according to the Rif's Pshat on the Mishnah, after the first set of Edom Zomim, already we're not going to accept the second set. So question number one is the lack of consistency. So question number one is lack of consistency between the Issa case where it takes two times to create the Chazaka, while here in the Mishnah's case of Azama it takes only one time. So question number one is why the inconsistency? Why there two and here one? And the second question is, in Cain. So again, there's a machlokes between Rebbe and the Rashbag, generally about the chazaka. And right, as a general machlokes, right, machlokes tanaim, about how many times do you require, right, are needed to create a pattern in halacha to create a chazaka? So what's a machlokes about how many times versus how many times?
It's two or three.
But no one says one. So second question on the riff is that you're creating a chazaka based on one time alone. So those are two, right? So those are like these two connected questions, as we'll see. Again, why inconsistency? This is a case that takes two times to create the chazaka. Here it takes one time. And the second question is, where is this idea of one time creating a chazaka? So the Ramban in Milchamis is going to answer both of these questions in one fell swoop, right? In short, what is the Ramban's answer in the Milchamis? How does he justify why, again, it takes one time in the case of Hazama, even though generally it takes more times to create a chazaka?
Chiddush.
Exactly. Again, coming on to the Eid Zomim Chiddushu, remember we saw yesterday, there are two directions to take Eid Zomim Chiddushu. One which is to downgrade the Ne'emanus of the Maziman, i.e. that's why the Baal Mor took it. The other way we saw it, when we were explaining the riff, is that Eid Zomim Chiddushu upgrades the Ne'emanus of the Maziman. Here, in which direction is the Mechamis taking it? It's upgrading it and saying, yeah, in Hanami, generally you need to create a pattern, you need two or three to create a pattern. But here, since the Torah gives Ne'amonos to the Mazimim, already after one time we create a Vodos that for sure these Edim, Zomim, were Shakrenim. Before we ask any questions, let's just see this inside and then we'll analyze it. So let's see the Milchamis. Again, he quotes the Baal Amor. Actually, yeah. So first, he gives his own pshat. He said, that's not even what I'm coming to do. So, Lolikach Basi. Two, three lines down in the Milchamis. Mordechai, you see it? Amar Kosev. First, he says he had passed
away.
Yeah.
And Alomer Latosh and Divrei Rabbeinu Hagadol from the Rachel Mekoman him omdim. The in Devarav shall bal hamoor from the Rachel Koshia. I love
Kfa. Right. So again, the Ramban of Milchamis is generally his Mahalach, where he's not even focused so much on Psak as much as he's there to defend the Rif from the Baal Amor, which he took offense to such a young man, rejecting the riff. How could he do that? So the Mechamas Hashem, right? That's the name of the sefer. He takes up as his mission to defend the riff. He's saying, yeah, even though I don't pass on like the riff, I'm here to defend the riff from the Baal Amor's kashas, from the questions that we just referenced before. Oh, so what does he explain?
The Vaday Rish Lokish Lo Pasila Idas Shnia Kedamina Megamara Isis Adi Shtafer Isis Adi Shtafer Hadar Azavasiya Sahada Akrina. So Vamar Rish Lokish Hosakazu. So Ama Idas Shnia Kshir. So he's not saying that after one we're going to pass.
Exactly. We'll see. Other Rishonim are going to say that. We'll see that in the Ritzvah. But the Ramban says, no, you're right in the assumption. Your read of the Gemara is correct. There, in the case of Issa, right, it needs two times to create the Chazaka. But what's the difference?
So Ella Shani Hassam. The Vekas Achas Akasi Lo Huchsika, the Shakranas, Mishom de Bachacha, Lo Pasun and Idas. Amrinan Maikas is a Machahani, Samachahani. Vafil Hayed Kshirim Kedamrinan, Zubab Kneata, Meidem, Zubab Kneata, Meida.
Right, he's passing like Rafuna Rafkhis. He says, Idea Chasha, it's a Safi to begin with. We even are going to be Machshir those Idea Chasha in other cases.
I'm a Koshigan, Jain Shnia Haba, Achare Absul.
So for sure, you know, the second cut who's just say the same thing as the first cut, we're not going to apostle them just because they're agreeing.
Right, so asu tarti kite veishtakor veishakor eschazka lo.
But once you have two, so there's a chazaka. So again, already in the Ramban, right, the Ramban has a chiddush, right, he has a different read of the Gemara. Right, how is he understanding the case of Issa? How do we find out, according to the Ramban, that these two edim, two kite edim, right, we're on the side of this Issa. How do we know that they're false?
Hakash.
Exactly, Hakash. That's Kiddush number one. So Ramban says that the case at hand is that we find out that they're Shakronim, Ali de Hakasha. This is in contrast to who?
Rashi
says, how do we find that? How do we know that they're Shakronim? Exactly, through Drisha V'Chakir. So the Ramban, again, this is a key for his Mahalach, says, no, you got the case wrong, Rashi. The case is through Hakasha, and that's why you need to. Because after one, it's because it's Ali De'achasha, it's a suffix. You don't know that first set is telling the truth. It's only once two sets of Edim, or both Muchash, that we start saying, okay, something's fishy here. There seems to be a Chashash Sheker, that both of them are lying. They're both Muchash, right? It must be, there's a Chazak, a Chashash Sheker, that they're both lying. He says, so therefore, the reason why you need two, right, is just to set up the Chashash Sheker that they're lying. Ah, once that's the case, we can now contrast it with Hazama.
Yeah,
so I stopped you a little early. In that case, because it's through Hakasha, you need two separate times to create that red line with Dabar.
Hakanami the Hazama, Ami Kivan
who had the Nami
the Hazama, Ami Kivan the Isum Kamai, Ume Himnin.
Why? Basically, the implicit question is, why there by a chashid do you need two, but here you only need one?
Shahare haminat osam haTorah.
Right, because there is a special ne'amanus to the mazimim. So therefore, once the Torah gives a special ne'amanus to the mazimim, so now we say the Torah's vandai that the zomim are shakranim even after one time. So that's the solution. So when it comes to hachashah, you need two times to create the sheker. Otherwise, it's a suffix whether the sheker. But here by Azama, the Torah gives special ne'amanus to the mazimim. Therefore, we know that the zomim are shakranim already after one time. And therefore, you don't need this. It's not subject to the regular dinim of chazakah, two and three, because the Torah gives special ne'amanus. So that's the mahalak. Yeah, let's just continue. Right, so that's the mahalak of Ramban. Just continue a couple more extra lines.
So it's chazek man the maisi la b'shikre.
So right. So once we know the zomim are shakranim, right, this is we'll see. This is an important line. Therefore, we assume that there's this third party rabble rouser who's coming to round them up.
So hold the heavy pamachas edim shkar. So hilkach lo mekablin and su dasa de basrei.
Exactly. Because once right, we assume that someone you know, hired you know this first set. We're going to assume that's going to be a problem moving forward. That's going to be an important line we're going to come back to right now. Because it's a very basic question on Ramban. And that is, wait a second, if you think about Hazama, which we've been doing all summer so far, right? Does Hazama, remember, according to the Rif, right? We're trying to explain the Rif. Once this first set are established to be Shakronim, so we assume now that the second and third set, who also give the same Edus of Reuven killed Shimon, we also assume that they're Shakronim. Right? That's the idea. This is a very basic question. By Hazama, when the first set are established as Shakranim, I mean, because the Chiddush Torah is we believe the Mazimim over the Zomim, what do we believe the Edom Mazimim to establish? That the Edom Zomim what?
Did they lie?
Did they work? Are they Misyachis? Are the Mazimim Misyachis at all? Is what you can ask. Are the Edom Mazimim Misyachis at all to the case at hand? No. According to some shittos like the Rambam, they can't be misyaches the case at hand because then it ends up being achasha. So a very basic question the Ramban is like, wait a second, how can establishing the first set as zomim undermine the ne'amanus of the subsequent sets? Right, all the Hazamad said was that Yimanu Ayisem, that they weren't there. It doesn't say that Reuven didn't kill Shimon. So once the Mazimim are just believed to say Yimanu Ayisem and are not misyaches to whether or not Reuven killed Shimon, when the second, third, and fourth, etc., come along and say, Reuven killed Shimon, does the Chiddush Torah believe in the Mazimim say that they're lying when they say Reuven killed Shimon? Not necessarily. So what's going on here?
That's catching on the right.
True. So what's the idea? I think that's why, yeah? Excellent. That's why he adds that. The reason why the Ramban adds that the reason why there's a chazakah here, and the reason why this chazakah affects the subsequent edim is not because, oh, once there's shakronim on Reuven killed Shimon, now automatically we can't believe the second, third, and fourth who are saying Reuven killed Shimon, because we don't say the ne'amanus of the mazim was not to establish that Reuven didn't kill Shimon. So that's what the Ramban, I think, Lashit also adds, that the chazakah is that ischazik man demaisi la bishakri. There's a chazakah that this some third party brought these edim zomim. And the chazakah is, once there is this outside party who's hiring these first edim zomim, the chazakah is that that same outside party is going to hire the subsequent edim as well. So it's just an akud, I think the Ramban has, I think, adds that line, I think, to answer this question. Because otherwise, how do you carry over the sheker from the zomim to subsequent edim? There's no connection. Answer is, if you think that the sheker is al yidei, this third party who's hiring edim shakranim, so then you're going to say, yeah, the same problem for the first edim zomim is going to carry it over to the subsequent edim. Yeah. One more time. Good. We'll get to it later. Exactly. Yeah. The Ramban, which he tells us, is gonna come back to this. Good. Excellent. Okay. So that's the that is the Ramban, and we pointed out the Ramban also assumes that the case of Issa is al yedei hachasha against the Rashi. We pointed out. Okay. Good. So that is the first mahalach of the Ramban to answer both questions at once, right? Again, question number one was, why is it one versus two? Question number two is, since when does one create a chazaka? Answers both of them. There's a special namanas to the mazimim over the zomim. Fine. But the Ritva answers each of these questions individually, right? So the Ritva doesn't come on to the Ramban's mahalach of all the special namanas of the mazimim, right? So the Ritva is going to take each of these questions individually. So again, question number one is the inconsistency. Why in the Issa case does it take two times? And why in the Hazama case does it only take one time? So how does the Ritva answer that question on a technical basis? And remember, how does the Ritva address that?
It really is one, though.
Yeah, halakhically, the same din would have applied after one. It's just that happened to be the Maisa. And we were talking about it later. Whenever there's a Maisa that happens to take place, you always have to figure out, right, did it have to be that way, or it just happened to be that way? So the Ritva, again, we go to the Ritva, where he answers, especially over the Rebbe's Masadov Cook, where he just says, Dilma, who adin l'reish lakish, demoxically isha zu, b'chad azimna, in a chanami, even in the Issa case, you would have created the chashash sheker after one time. Ela shilo hayasham reish lakish, at shehuch zeku shnei pamim. It just happened to be the reish lakish wasn't there until the second time around, but who adin nami, the same thing would have applied after one time. But now this then gets to the next question. Since when do we create chazakos after one time? Right? So now he's saying that not only is the Hazama case of the Mishnah a chazaka after one time, he's now saying even the Issa case, you know, Me'ikar Adin, this chazaka would have been created after one time. So the Ritva now has to, later on, ask that question. You see V'hiksha La Balamor? Anyone see that? Mayor, do you see that? A little later, it says V'hiksha La Balamor Azal, the Imkain.
In Ba'achem?
No, this is the later piece. It's Yom HaSolim, Rav Yochanan, Reish
Lakish. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right, because Rav Yochanan wrote here, Dibra Matzah.
Both.
Oh, yeah. Yishol HaBa'al Marzal, Dim Kain, Rav Yehuda, the Savar, Lamai, the Sa'oka, Daitan, Hashta, the Bechad, Zimna, Havi, Chazaka.
Right, Amar, come on. Again, it's Pshana Havi, and we'll get back to that later. Right, this idea of the Rif, of right being not being makabel edus already at the second edim, again assumes that we create a chazaka after one time. So who's that going according to? Loki.
Loki, Rabbi Damar betray Zimna have a chazaka. But look, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Damar betalsim Zimna.
Exactly. So what's pshat here? And you have to add again according to the ritual what he just said before. Not only is this a kasha on the Mishnah's case, which sets up a chazaka after one, he says that's pshat. It's a case too. Oh. So what's his answer?
The tirtu was the Islay the Rebbe or the Rebbe to Megamio, but Alma.
And then Machlokes is Ba'alma. Shara Kol Torah Kula.
Avadin Yefashas Tvi Alei Devechad Zim Nehavei Chazaka.
But what's different about this case? It's a case of
Avadin Yefashas.
Avadin Yefashas. Avadin Yefashas. We create a Chazaka even after one time. But then he ends up saying, "Oh, Vizad Dochak." He doesn't like this.
Right. Okay.
We'll get to why this answer is dochak. So just right off the bat, first of all, isn't this a little strange that nefashos, the threshold is lower? Shouldn't the threshold by nefashos generally be higher? Exactly. Right? A little bit of a trick question. It's the opposite direction. Here we're saying that we're going to create a chazaka after one time in order to not be makabel edus, and not to put someone to death. So basically the idea is, right, we said like the hitzilo ha'eda, we've seen in previous shirim, is the notion that by nefashos, we sometimes change the halachos by nefashos to make sure that we don't make it harder to put people to death. That's going on here, presumably according to this answer of the Ritva, to say, yeah, generally, in order to not be makabel edus, you need to create the general chazak of two or three times. But here, we're going to get someone off the hook, the nidon off the hook from Misa, but kol dehu. And as long as there is already a pattern after one person, after one Eidos Sheker, we're already going to say, oh, must be that something fishy here, and therefore we're not going to be makabel future Eidos to put the nidon to death. So exactly like Akiva just said, the direction here is, at first when I saw this, I'm like, wait a second, if Fasho is this lower threshold? No. He understands us. The whole point is that it's a higher threshold to put someone to death, and therefore, even after one time, we're going to basically generate a chashash sheker to not accept future edus to put the nidon to death. But there is a questionable assumption here, because the Mishnah is clearly talking about a case of dina nefashos. But which case is not clearly dina nefashos? What? Now the zomim, the case of the Mishnah, we're talking about kulam neragim. So that happens to be the case. But what? The issa. Right? I was like, wait a second. If you look back into the case, it actually doesn't say what it is. What?
It doesn't seem to say that it's not dina nefashos.
Correct. All I'm saying is it's the assumption that the written in the Gemara never says that it is nefashos. And according to all other Rishonim's explanation of the Gemara, it doesn't have to be. One point out is that the Ritzvah, for this pshat to be right, that there's an equation between the Mishnah and Issa, therefore they both have fundamentally have to be one case. And according to the second Ritzvah, we only create a Chazakah after one Bedina Nefashos. There's just an assumption here that you have to assume that the Issa is dealing with Nefashos. It's not just some woman trying to get money, but some woman trying to kill someone.
Therefore, there's only one.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's just, again, when the Ritzvah says Bezedachok, I don't know if that's the... unclear what it's... Is the Ritva bothered by Dina Nefashos having a higher threshold? Or at least as applied to this, you know, willing to create a Chazak after one? Or perhaps maybe the Dachok is that you're assuming that the Pshat in the Issa case is also Nefashos, even though it's not clear at all. Oh, it's interesting. Interesting. You said maybe Davka, here it's Nefashos, there it's not... You're saying Mimanafshach is fine. You're saying either the case is Nefashos and then they should have the same din, or if the case is not Nefashos, then you say, oh, that's the inconsistency. Yeah, you're right. I guess so either way he'll be fine. Yeah, it comes out. So either way he should be fine. Yeah, that's good hara. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure this is what Rafi was saying, but that if the case this so was in nefashos, so was dina nefashos.
That's right? That's what he is saying.
No, I'm saying meaning if it is, so then what wind up happening is that after one, you cancel it out and just say that that the case is all over. So there'd be no need for the second or the third anyway.
Exactly, that's what he says earlier. And Nakuda, now I was saying like, the Ritz is making an assumption. I think Rafi's pointing out what's coming out of Rafi's saying is that, okay, even if you don't have the assumption, even if the case happened to have been Dina Nefashos, the Ritzvah should be fine anyways, because there's no problem with the inconsistency of this first kasha, because, by Nefashos is one time, by Mamonos, your subject of Machlokes is Rabbi Reshbag, and it could be two. Yeah.
Is there a difference between saying that since we can be, we can treat Dina Nefashos differently, then the woman can be Muchzekes to bring false Edom? Is there a difference between saying that she actually establishes some type of Chazaka after one time, between that and saying that, no, it's not like she establishes any like active chazaka, but she said now there's a chashash sheker. Can we call this a chazaka if it's only one time?
Yeah, I mean, really a chazaka in the sense that, I mean, the whole point of chazaka is that it creates a chashash sheker. I mean, the end goal is creating a chashash sheker. It's that, maybe there's a, maybe chazaka just means a pattern.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a pattern here. That's just what chashash sheker means. Okay. Yeah. Okay, good.
I think there's a Gerson change, but the Rif doesn't seem to ever say that it's that by the case of the Issa there are twice, except if there's a Gerson change on the side. But I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When he describes it earlier.
It's possible the Rif just had the Gerson and it was one time.
No, I thought he says. See, at least maybe we have a different version. See, but the Kina line will help you reach me the Amrinan. He is the Icy Saudi Vishtaker. Icy Saudi Vishtaker.
So I only have
it. Oh, really? You only have it once?
Where is that beginning?
Yeah, I mean, the first time he references it?
Yeah, and then he says...
I mean, do you have that lotion or do you have it different?
Yeah.
So that is twice.
When he gives the case again at the bottom...
No, but he says, I said, become a Rishon Lakish.
That was two, no?
The second.
No, I'm saying, Huchzukazu was the Isha. Was the Issa presumably for the third one? That's why I was interpreting it. That's why I interpreted it. You're saying later on he says that.
Later on
he talks about. In the Shtaker Sadik come. I'm assuming he's making reference to the earlier case.
This is what
you said. Which line? Where are you referring to?
In the brackets by the Gemara.
Later, I mean at the end.
Yeah.
It just says, "Hey, it's also the icy side. We start for icy side. Here's the change in the brackets.
Where?
On hey in the Ozora.
Right before.
Before the Mishnah, after the Gemara.
Oh, that means that. I used to say the icy side. We start for.
If you don't have the icy side, then it's
okay. Well, Pashas, that's the case. Yeah, Akiva, do you have a question before? Again, according to this.
Right.
You think because of other cases of Azama.
It's only Rabbi Yehuda. It might be a kol shekein to the Mamun.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, the Ritva's pshat. Again, I mean, it's not the Ritva, you know, it's not Atzmal, he has a different halakh. Right. The Ritva's explanation of the Rif ends up coming out is that Rabbi Yehuda's chashash, you know, only applies to Nefashas. Again, it was also in the Havmina, which we'll get to in a moment. Even the Ritva, B'Shem the Rif, is in the Havmina. Actually, I just gave away the next part. But yeah, but we'll get to that now. Yeah, exactly. But you're right. But within the Havmina, that ends up being a big chiddush that the whole din of Rabbi Yehuda is only a din of fashas. It's one thing to say, "Oh, that's the case of Issa." Another thing to say, the Mishnah is talking about Hazama. It happens to be talking about case of nefashos because there's no indication in the Gemara that's limited to nefashos until the Ritva came along. Yeah, anytime then.
Someone who's like from the start pasul edus. So are they basically like immune from I guess being from having like a chazaka of hiring false edim? Right, meaning if they can't test by themselves, so they got someone else to.
You're saying if Issa was a guy who had a psul edus
already pasul edus.
No, but that's not because Chashash Sheker.
No, I know. But to begin with, she's not allowed to. She's not give her own edus.
Yeah, that's not because so, that's not a Chashash Sheker.
No, it's not that for Chashash Sheker, but once that person who is not allowed to testify themselves, once they're found to be a liar, so do we say that no, we can't accept their hired edus, or do we just
don't think they're hired,
say right? that they're always that they're always able to do that because it's not coming directly from them.
Yeah, I don't. The only question would be like, if there's a person who's possible edus because of chashash sheker, with a lot of meaning, not all, you know, psul edus are created equal. Some of them are, you know, dinim. Some of them are chashash sheker. She's saying if there is a someone who's possible edus chashash sheker, and there is like a baal din bringing in edim, are we going to assume that they're lying? I don't think so. A lot of times because of the chashash sheker is that we're very sensitive by edus. We're not going to say...
Or someone who brings an edim, let's say, has a chazaka that the edim that they bring in.
Generally, the edim are going to stand on their own. It's only like... Yeah, I don't think we're going to say that. It's an interesting question, but I don't think we're
going to say that. So there's also not to say like they're in ban that we assume that there's somebody hiring these zomim now?
So, meaning to explain the riff? I mean,
it's... I'm saying you're going to be able to explain how it's...
Yeah, he's not misyachis to that, but... Presumably, because the same kasha that he asked on the.
Enter into the
presumably, he's going to have to answer that question. I'm not sure there's an alternative way of answering that. You're saying, how else do you carry over chashash sheker? Yeah. I don't want to stick it into the Ritz. I don't know, but unless there's an alternative answer, I don't see. But we're going to see later that the Ramban is going to, in certain cases, be willing to say that there's like this shadow third party. Person hiring, and while the Ritva doesn't, so we'll get to that. Okay, so Mumu just, you know, put on the jet engines a little bit. Okay, good. There's another big kasha, right? The third and final kasha on this riff comes with the fact that, right, which lashon in the Gemara clearly goes against the riff? And the riff's mahalach is the chashash sheker is going on each subsequent edim, each subsequent kat edim, right? What lashon in the Gemara clearly says that no, the chashash sheker is not on the Eden, but rather is on the Eden Mazimim. Exactly. Atu, right? Atu Kuli Alma, you know, Gabi Hani. So the question is, right, the question that the Baal Mor, right, asks, right, that's the second question that the Baal Mor asks on the Rif, is that Lashon the Gemara of Atu Kuli Alma Gabi Hani clearly says that the Chashash Sheker is on the Eden Mazimim. So how can you, the Rif, say that the Chashash Sheker is not on the Eden Mazimim, but is rather on each subsequent kat of Eden? So the Ramban in the Machamas and the Ritva say, Baal Mor, you misunderstood the Rif. Right, the Rif's explanation, the Chashash Sheker is going on the subsequent Edim and not the Eidim Mazimim. That is limited to the Havamina, which sets up the Tzliya between the Mishnah and the Issa case. But the Raya that you're bringing, when Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, the reason for the Rabbi Yehuda is because this umdina, this chashash sheker of ati kuli alma gavihani, that's lemaskana. And lemaskana, the Rif admits that the chashash sheker is not going on the Edim, the subsequent Edim, but it's rather going on the Edim Azimim. So right, so the Ramban. And the Ritzvah says, Balmore, you missed the boat here. The Rif admits, and that's what, and we'll see in a moment, right, that the Rif admits that this pshat that he gives is only in the Havamina, but the Maskana, when Rav Yochanan is explaining why even he can agree with Rav Yehuda, he says, Rav Yochanan introduces, I have a new pshat in Rav Yehuda. The pshat in Rav Yehuda is that the chashash is not on the subsequent Edim, on the Edim, but it's rather on the Edim Azimim, and therefore that's no kasha, because that's from the Maskana, and the Rif is only in the Havamina. So, however, number one is that the Rif himself seems to say this. Right? The Rif himself quotes that Gemara in the Maskana and seems to embrace the fact that that line of Rav Yochanan implies that the Chashash Sheker is on the Edim Mazimim. So the Rif himself, right, if you just look at the Rif, it sounds like there's a steer in the Rif. The Rif, who at one point is focusing on the subsequent Edim, on the subsequent Edim and not being the Kabbalah Edus, is the same Rif who brings a riot from Rav Yochanan at the end there and says, oh, the Chashash Sheker is on the Edim Mazimim. So you see, Daikina Nami, I guess in the Ozvahadar version, it's like the end of Amud Dalet. Shmuel, do you see that? Do you have the Ozvahadar? Which is Daikina Nami mid the Amud Rav Yochanan. Anna da Amri Afil Rav Yehuda. Alright, you have it? This is Daikina Nami the Amr of Yochanan. Anna da Amri Afil Rav Yehuda. The An Kam Lo Kam Rav Yehuda Hasam. Ela da Amri Den Atu Kuli Amar Gavi Hanu Avi Kaimi. Right? Because this idea is possible that all the subsequent Edim were with the Edim Azimim. Kolomer da Ha Kol da Asiyu Masid. Alahu Ploni Shaharig as a Nefesh Beyond Ploni. Amar Lehani Sadi Gabon Havis Kai. Is it possible that this one set of Edim Azimim was with all them? The Chi Kuli Alma Gabayu Havi Kaimi. Is it possible that all of them were the Edim Azimim? So the Rif himself quotes this Lashon and seems to be focusing that the Chashash is on the Edim Azimim. So again, it works out nicely according to the Ramban and the Ritzvah's understanding of the Rif, that the Ritzvah is limited, this idea, this Mechudosh idea that the Chashash Sheker was on the subsequent Edim, that's only in the Havamina. But the Maskana, the Rif admits, and there's one Ha'ar where I get to Akiva. I was having a hard time with this, actually Yosef and Rav Yamiya. The next line, the Rif adds, Mishim Hachi. Sounds very positive. Wait a second. Now the Rif is going back to the Havamina? That it's going back in the subsequent Edom, not being Mekabal, their Edos? Like, what's going on here? So explain that you can easily explain, when interpret the Rif, when he says, he's going on the Edom Mazimim. Right? To say that once the Chashash Sheker and the Maskana is on the Edim Mazimim, so therefore, lo mikablin and sadusayu of the Edim Mazimim, elu bekas rishona. Only time we're going to accept Edim Mazimim is when the Mazim one set, bilvad, of all kol kas v'kas. But once the Edim Mazimim, like in this case, are being Mazim, 50 sets of Edim, so then Rabbi Yehuda says, Chashash Sheker. So that's the way, I think, to read that line of the Rif, that is a clean break. Havamina, the Chashash Sheker, was on the subsequent Edim. Lemaskana, the Chashash Sheker, in a Hanami, the Rif admits, is going on the Edim Mazim. The answer or the question?
Well, the question.
Oh, okay.
But, the other thing is, then the Gemara Zukimta of Kagarisha, Chicago.
Oh, yeah, we saw. We should add that. Yeah, sorry, I apologize. The Ritz and the Ramban point out that the other kasha that is asked on the Rif is like, that your pshat is so good, right? The Rif, you're very proud of your pshat being so good in the Mishnah that you can, because the Chashash Sheker is on the subsequent Edim, that's the pshat in the Mishnah which says, right, it's only only the first kat are huzam. And they all ask in the Rif, what do you mean? That's against the Gemara. The Gemara says that Lashon is dachuk. So they're all saying, oh, that earlier Gemara is only Lefila Maskana of Rav Yochanan. right? That limaskana, according to Rav Yochanan, the pshat and the chashash sheker, is that the chashash sheker is on the edim azimim. So then, that's what the Gemara earlier is going within to say, oh, it's the lashon of the Gemara is dahuk. But in a chanami, within the havamina slash within Reish Lakish, right? You could very well have explained the Mishnah kipashlus. The Ritzvah, that's how you solve the way the Rif is going to understand the whole Shachar Torah. But as the Ritzvah points out, it's a little dachuk to assume that there are these silent transitions between the different stages of the Gemara. First, the beginning of the Gemara is the Chashash Sheker is on the Mazimim. The middle part of the Gemara is it's going on the subsequent Edim. And then the Rabbi Yochanan at the end is going back to it being on the Edim Mazimim. The Ritzvah says it's very dachuk to assume that Gemara has all these silent transitions. If there really was these silent transitions, the Gemara should have just explicated and explained what was going on. But that's why the Ritzvah, you know, after explaining how the Rif will explain the Shachar Torah, says, in the end of the day, it's still dachuk. Okay, okay, good. So Ad Kan is the first overall mahalach, right, that the case at hand is where you have one set of Edim Mazimim being Mazim every subsequent Edim that come along. This brings us to the second mahalach, which is a totally different case, right? So let's go back to the Mishnah, right? First let's go to the Tosafta, right? There is an alternative, right? Natana, what's the alternative understanding of the case of Bo Acherim VeZimum?
That the Edim are all going after the Edim that came before them.
Exactly. It's not that you have one set of Edim Mazimim being Mazim all the subsequent Edim. It's that there's a new set of Edim Mazimim at each stage, and each set of Edim Mazimim are Mazim the previous Edim, who were themselves Mazimim. So they can end up being, so the way the Rishonim understand is that once you get to the fourth Kat of Edim, which means you're on the third Hazama, right, the third set of Edim Mazimim, that's already going to be a problem, according to review that we'll get to. But again, the case is that it's not one set of Edim Mazimim, but there are all these different sets of Edim Mazimim, each one being Mazim, the Kat before him. So let's see, this first comes in, comes out of the Tosefta. So again, the Tosefta, Perek Aleph, is Halacha, Tosefta Vav, however you want to say it. Starting with the Me'idim Anu, the two dots. Noam, do you have it?
Me'idim Anu, which only Shari from the Fesh, Bo Achim Be'idimim, Hanidim
So that's so far, that's classic Chazama, right? When you're Mazin, then the Nidah becomes Pater, and the first Kat becomes Chayev.
Oh.
So already from this, you see the new case, right? And it must be that exactly, that these second Mazimim are a second Kat, or a Mazim, the first set of Mazimim, and therefore everything shifts. And the Tosefta continues. That were there, kulam chayavim, right? And the idea is that whenever, basically, according to Tanakhama, you always rely on the last mazimim. And the last mazimim will end up dictating that the second to last kat are going to be killed, and the fourth to last, so it's like the evens. Right? The second to last, the fourth to last, the sixth, however long it goes. But the odds are always going to end up being patur. So that's the original source for the second overall mahalach about what the case is found in the Tosefta, right? Which after the Tosefta, which of the early Mefarshim Aladav also accepts this? Rabbeinu Chananel. So again, Rabbeinu Chananel on the Mishnah. Let's go through this quickly, right? Yitzhak, do you see it? So again, this is Dirum Aschel Bo Achirim. Okay, so that's where it becomes clear, where he says the second Achirim are being Mazim, not the subsequent Kat, but they are Mazim, right? And they're Mazim the previous Mazim. So clearly that they are themselves a separate Kat, right? And then he continues. Exactly, and they explain Pirush HaMuzman, and they explain that in the footnote here, that when we say Kulan, it's a little Lapdafka, and that was actually one of the Rayas that the Rif brought. It doesn't mean Kulan, it means like every other. Right? Every other one who's subject to Azama ends up being killed. So we have the Tosefta, we have the Rach. So again, who else paskins this din? Unclear whether he actually thinks that this is Pshat in the Mishnah. Brother Rama. If you go to Perek Chaf, Halacha Vav, So again, after in Halacha, hey, describing the case of the Mishnah, like the first Mahalach, where it's the one set of Mazimim or Mazim every subsequent Edim, the Rambam in Halacha Vav gives the Gonim's case. All right? So Yeshua, would you mind? So again, Perek Chav, Hilchos Edus, Halacha Vav.
Now, at that stage,
it's clear. You have a second set of mazimim, remazim the original set of mazimim, and then it ends up being, again, the second to last, and fourth to last, which I guess is the nidon in this case, are going to end up being killed. Yeah. So he sets up the case. If you notice, he goes to Kas Revius. Anybody know why he like gives the case of Kas Revius?
If you want to do it like to Sefta Verbin Echanana, you need to have like four.
Meaning, because if you want to say that even though it's the fourth and even though it's a potential chazaka, we still pass on like the Rabbanon over Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Because the whole Rabbi Yehuda comes in, we'll see in a moment, is that once there's a chazaka of Hazama, so the Rabbam is trying to say that even in that case, where you just have the fourth kat, which means the third case of Hazama, so even though there's three Hazamos, right, we still paskin that we're going to rely on the last Mazimim, mean like the Rabbanon, against Rabbi Yehuda. So the Kesa Mishnah, again, is two deos here. About, what are the two deos of the Kesa Mishnah, in terms of how to explain the Rambam? Exactly. So we'll start. The second day of the Kesa Mishnah is a little, Right, the second day of the Kesa Mishnah is that maybe the Rambam thinks that the Mishnah is like written in a way that could contain both of these dinim. So maybe the second day of the Kesa Mishnah is that the Rambam and Halakha Hei and Halakha Vav think that both of these cases are pshatim. So that means he combines both the pshat and the Mishnah. And the first day of the Kesa Mishnah, right, he says, now in Chanami, really, the Mishnah is talking about the case like the Rashi and the Riv. It's just the Kal V'Chomer. And what was the Kal V'Chomer, Yosef? Yeah, the way he says it is that, okay, if in the Halacha, hey, you have one set of Mazimim, or Mazim, 50 sets of Edim, and Kol Shekein, in this case, you have, you know, each Mazimim will only be Mazim, one other. So again, yeah.
Alright, so it's that Edim Chiddush. Like, Hazam is a Chiddush, so it's not necessarily
fair that you make Kabbalah. Okay, but okay. True, but you can just go to the Chiddush. You can still say this is also included in the Chiddush. He's saying if the Chiddush is going to say that one can be Mazim 50, then for sure the Chiddush is going to say that, you know, all these different ones can be Mazim 1. So okay, fine. So that's the that is the Rambam. Keep us out of hand. You sure? Okay. All right. So far we have the Tosefta saying this pshat. We have the Rach saying this pshat. The Rambam paskening the case. Unclear whether this is pshat in the Mishnah or not, but it doesn't, you know, matter as much. But again, he paskins the case you're going to rely on the last Edom like Tanakama. And who else of the prominent Rishonim say, no, this is the pshat in the Mishnah? The Ramban. All right, so the Ramban, both in the Mechamis, is explicit in the Mechamis. Go back to the Mechamis, which is actually the line that we, you know, skipped originally, you know, intentionally. All right, the Ramban, right at the beginning of the Mechamis, in the first couple lines, do you see it, Amir? Do you see the beginning of Amar Kosev?
Yeah.
Starts off by saying the MS, Ikra Perush.
Amar Kosev. The MS, Ikra Perush. Perush Kamosh Shapirsha Rishurim Zal, Shikach Matinu Forish with the Saftuk Vakia.
Yeah.
Kvak Yamti is the Braham, Beferish Hashmua.
Period, right? So he says, really, the Ikra Perush is basically, I disagree with the Riff. I hold like the. Like the Gaonim, based on the Tosefta, that the Pshat is like the second Mahalach, that it's not one set of Edom Mazimim, but all these different sets of Mazimim who were Mazim the one before. Then he goes on to say, but anyways, I'm still here to defend the Rif from the Baal Amor, and that's what we did before. So again, the Mechamas clearly, Ramban and the Mechamas clearly says that he passes like he's going in. Again, similarly in the Chidushim, again, he doesn't say explicitly passes that way, but he's very positive about the Gaonim. This is some beautiful Lashonos. Right, he quotes the Gaonim. We don't have the Chidushim. We'll get back to the Chidushim soon. Says, after quoting them, it says, Mechim Matzasi, Oni Mefurish, Pitosefta, Kedivayam. Yeah, go for it, Ellie.
Mechim Matzasi, I am first with Rim, Apple Pisha, Inam Nevim, Ibnidivim, whom we may have chosen Achronim. Right. Even though they're not really
Nevi'im,
they're
Panei Nevi'im,
and we drink their waters.
It is, like, oh, they're going and we're Mechavim, it's the Tosefta, right? Rabban, assuming they didn't have access to the Tosefta, but they're Mechavim to the Tosefta, so they're basically, you know, beautiful, you know, poetic lush.
Why wouldn't they have access to it?
Yeah, that's his assumption. I'm assuming he's saying the fact they didn't bring a riot from it presumably means that they didn't have access to it. I'm assuming that's what he's saying. And he says, oh, even though they basically were Mechavim to it, they predicted it. And again, the fact that he's so positive, and we're going to see, he's going to answer all the questions on them, although it's not explicit in the Chidushim that he passes like them, again, in light of the Mechamas, it's very clear that the Ramban is consistent in both places to accept this Mahalach. So now that we have that this is the case, let's get to analyzing at least Rabbi Yehuda's Chashash Sheker within this Mahalach. And according to this Mahalach, that each Mazimim or Mazim the Eden beforehand, so what is the Chashash Sheker of Rabbi Yehuda, the Pashtus? Made reference to it before. What's the chashash sheker? Each edim, each mazimim, just being mazim, one set, like the kasam mishnah, it's kal v'chomer. So what's the chashash sheker of Rabbi Yehuda?
Either side has like the original nidon, the nidon and the two bali parim, the original case.
Yeah.
Have two sides, like they're both hiring people, both from a
mafia. Okay. But again, I mean, how many times triggers, referenced before? When according to Rabbi Yehuda, do we say, okay, something fishy is going on here? After three times. Right? Clear from the Ramban. Right? After the Kas Revius, this is reference in the Ramban, after the Kas Revius, which constitutes the third Hazama. So it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda thinks, according to his mouth, there's like a Chazaka of Hazama. Right? After the third Hazama, okay, we say, okay, must not, people are not telling the truth. There's this case, right, connected to what Akiva was saying, that people are just taking sides here, but there's a chazaka of Hazama here, and that these mazimim are all not telling the truth. It's a chazaka of mazimim, therefore we're not going to believe any of them. So again, so the pashtus of Rabbi Yehuda is that he thinks it's a chazaka of Hazama, and therefore that's going to undermine all the mazimim. Yeah.
Does three mean three mazimin, or does that mean like three including the original Eden?
Three Eden mazimin.
Okay.
But the fourth cut in the case, because the first cut were just the original Edus. Oh. So now we're going to see. Okay, so that's the setup. So again, the case according to Rabbanan is you have all these Eden mazimin, and you believe the last one according to Rabbanan. Comes along, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's a chazaka of Hazama, and therefore we think they're all lying. So we're going to see now that the Ritzva, in rejecting this Mahalach of the Gaonim, is going to ask three kashas, right? Three kashas on this Mahalach, right? And the Rabban is going to really answer each of these kashas. So let's go through that now. But before we get there, Yosef, you have a kasha?
Is there a reason why we have to learn this Gaonim? As this is the Zohar and the Mazimim, and that
could you also
learn similar to this? It's just that it's another.
But
you can't, because each one's coming
and alternating. Yeah, they're not all saying the same thing. Okay, good. Okay, so the Ritzvah, if you go back now to this is the earlier Ritzvah, a little backwards, but this is the Ritzvah in Bo Achirim, this is on Heyam and Aleph. Right, so this is so the Ritzvah we're going to see is going to ask several kashas on this Mahalach, which is going to lead him to reject it in favor of the Rif and Rashi. Okay? So let's go through each of the kashas and try to answer them as best. I don't know, really, the Ramban is going to answer it. Okay, so let's see this Ritzva. Yitzhak, do you have it? This is, I think, the first one on the Mishnah. Abo Achirim V'Yizimum.
Agonari
Rishonim, Zal, Pirshu, Mizomim, Mizomim, Mizomim. So the first Kodim, there was Zomim, and then people were Mazim, Mizomim.
So multiple, right, so multiple sets of Mazimim.
Zechina Yenir, Menat, Zavta. Aval, Arvin, Rafasi, Zal, Dach, Pirush, Vagam, right? Can you just a little bit of stuff?
So now we're going to see Kasha number one. So what is he basically saying? Why can't that be pshat? Because that case is. Yeah, he's saying it's pasha. Isn't that just the rabbanon? What's the kasha? It's so pasha that. Exactly, he's saying that the chashash of basically the kasha number one of the ritzvah implicitly is that that case is so pasha that you should rely on the last mazimim. That Rabbi Yehuda's chashash doesn't make any sense. So the Ritzvah says, no, right, oh, therefore you have to come on to an alternative. So kasha number one is that the chashash sheker of Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make any sense. The question is, why? What do you think is the Ritzvah's problem? Isn't there a chazaka of hazama? This is the third time there's been a hazama. It sounds like we're just, people are coming to be mazim. So what do you think is the Ritzvah's taina with that pshat of saying there's simply a chazaka of hazama? Excellent, that's the key. The key for the Ritzvah is he doesn't like this notion of carrying over chazaka from Edom to Edom. Right? Right? This chashash sheker, bepashtus, is saying, in the case we have a chazaka of hazama, we have the first mazimim, and then the second mazimim, and the third mazimim. So the pashtus of this chashash sheker is that in the case we have a chazaka of hazama. So why would you believe them? So the Ritzvah seems to be saying, what are you talking about? That chazaka is not on any particular set of edim, right? When it comes to that last, the last mazimim, there's no chazaka that they're telling a lie. So what would be the way to justify it? There's no chazaka on any of these mazimim, so what would be the way to justify it?
That's the whole shot of the other mahala. They're hiring more people. So
exactly. So the Ramban, exactly, when he's going to defend this mahalach, he's going to pull the same move that he pulled earlier. That the chazaka is not on the edim, but it's that there's this third party that is hiring all these edei sheker. So if you go back to the Chiddushei Ramban, the Ramban, right, after he quotes the Tosefta, this is the Taimi de Rabbi Yehuda. Anyone have the Chiddushei Ramban available? Pointing out the Ramban here is coming to answer the Ritzvah, because the Ritzvah is basically saying just doesn't make sense to have this chazaka between Edim. The Ramban is going to answer that question implicitly by saying, no, you're not carrying over chazaka between Edim because we have a chazaka that there is this third party who's hiring all these Edim Sheker. Do you see it, Ellie?
Yeah.
Time is Rabbi Yehuda?
Time is Rabbi Yehuda, first law Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Darminan, Achi Guli, Yama Gavi Hani Havi Kaimi. Kolomar, Kevin Shabo, Dalar Kisos.
So again, I think the Ramban, he has to be sensitive to what he's doing. The Ramban, I believe, like inserting that the chashash is that you have this outside party who's hiring all these edim. What he's implicitly doing is saying, yes, you're right, Ritzvah. You can't carry over a chazaka between the different kita edim, between the different edim mazimim. But what you can do, like, it's the same move that the Ramban did earlier to explain why you can carry over the chashash from the edim zomim to the next set, is by saying, oh, the chazaka is not going on the edim, the chazaka is going on there being this outside party who's hiring all these edim shakranim. So I think, right, so if kasha number one of the Ritzvah is, kasha number one of the Ritzvah is, how is chashash sheker Rabbi Yehuda, how can you have a chashash sheker between different kita edim? The Ramban is going to implicitly answer by saying, there must be this outside party and the chashash is going on him. The Ritzvah is going to counter that there's no evidence of an outside party, right? Where is there evidence of an outside party? In which case, the Issa case. Because there you have the Issa bringing the first set, then bringing the second. So the Ritzvah is going to say, in that case, we can say there's a chashash shekel and chazaka on the outside party because she is lefanenu. The chiddush of the Ramban is to have this chashash shekel and chazaka go on this shadow third party where we don't even see that person lefanenu. Yeah.
The Paul's arm bringing the, what does bringing the Edom really mean? Does it just mean it's like you bring Edom to like build up your own? I've heard of Rosebud speak about like, yeah. There's such a thing as like building up your case for your side in Mishnah Teisrael. It's not like, you don't bring Edom to support your side. So she really bring, is she, even if she is bringing Edom, first of all, is she really bringing Edom?
But it's clear the chashash, yeah, fundamentally. But a chashash sheker level,
right?
The,
right.
So yes,
so
we're saying.
So if you go for that and say that the chashash is unfair, why would the chashash be any different in the case of zap?
Meaning, because you mean the ritzvah can counter. It's one thing to have a chashash sheker on a third party when there's an actual third party bringing in all the edim. It's another thing to like the Ramban is saying. Once I affirm it, say, okay, we're just assuming that there is this third party out there. Maybe the Ritz is going to say, going into time, you're going to say, oh, there's a chazak on the third party, is if there is clearly a third party breaking them in. Possibly. Last hour, because we have one more minute, then there's an extra minute. The second kasha that the Ritzvah asks, the Ramban also deals with, we're going to skip the middle one, because that's about Eid Shiyatu Chalazima. We're going to finish that next first half of next year on Sunday will be just a finish the Eitha Shiyatah Chalazima part of it, which is its own topic in itself. Third kasha va'od, right? Anyone back to the Ritzvah? Who's reading the Ritzvah? Yitzhak? Va'od, the Gemara Amrinam? Right? It's all about, right? That all that Kabehani, it's all about two Eidim Azimim. So again, so the second, right, so the first kasha is the Svara, second kasha is the Lashon, right, the Lashon of Atu Kuliyama Gabihani, that sounds like there's only one kat, so how does Ramban solve that? And remember?
You said that was saying like maybe they're with this other person.
He solves, he has an alternative girsa. After Shagirsa Sarishonim Hachihava, Atu Kuliyama Hani Gabihani. So the Ramban deals with that question by citing an alternative girsa, right? Which he tells us thinks is more correct. That it's hani gabi hani. I mean, we're saying that all these guys were next to all these guys. So that's the way the Ritzvah solves that second kasha. The third and strongest kasha is going to be about the Eidah Shiyatah Cholazima, and we'll get back to that because that gets into the lumdus of Eidah Shiyatah Cholazima. We'll take the excuse to go back to the beginning of the Masechta and cover that famous two deos and tosos. So,